Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
British mortgage costs keep climbing, even after the reversal of most of the government's tax cuts. The average two-year fixed-rate home loan has now jumped to above 6.5%, 6.53% to be exact, on Tuesday. That's according to Moneyfacts. Meanwhile, Bloomberg Economics now sees a house price shock in Britain similar to the one in the 1990s. So Bloomberg Economics forecasting a 10% drop in home prices next year as mortgage rates soar. So to unpack all of this, we're joined by Ray Bulger, who is Senior Technical Manager at John Charcoal, the mortgage brokers. Ray, great to have you with us. You've got so much experience in this field and you speak to customers directly. It's great to have you on. What exactly is happening now with mortgage offers? The last time we spoke to you a few weeks ago, those mortgage offers from banks were being withdrawn. What's the picture now?
Yes, we're beginning to see a few lenders come back into the market and also increase the number of their deals. So I think the action the Chancellor has taken is definitely going to improve things, both in terms of lenders having more confidence and also in terms of rates coming down. So you mentioned the average two-year rate. That is across all loan to values. If you only need to borrow 60% LTV, you can still get rates under 6%. But if you need 95%, then you're going to be paying about 6.5%. And I do think that, bearing in mind how much gilt yields fell on after the Chancellor statement, and you know the better rates maintained yesterday, I'm expecting to see mortgage rates come down by about half a point over the next couple of weeks.
I mean, still, 6% is pretty blistering for anyone if you compare to where we were only a couple of months ago. When do you think we might see a more sustained drop in rates?
Over the last five or 6 weeks, rates have gone up by about 2%. Now, they would, of course, have probably gone up anyway, because that's the direction of travel. But my guess is that the incompetence of the government has pushed them about 1.5% higher than they would have been anyway. So bearing in mind, we're looking at bank rates steadily going up to perhaps five and a bit percent. One's got to expect fixed rates to remain elevated for some while. And I think one of the more difficult things to know now is when they're likely to come down. So until the Chancellor's statement, there was a strong chance that inflation would have started to fall by the end of next year, because the energy price cap was going to apply for another 2 years. Now we have really no idea what energy prices are going to be like in a couple of years' time. It makes it much more difficult to forecast the direction of inflation into 2024. So I think we've just got to get used to the fact that mortgage rates are going to be significantly higher than they have been for most people over the last 10, 12 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Resolution Foundation think tank saying on the 15th of October, so just a few days ago, that by the end of 2024, you'd have 5.1 million mortgage holders spending more on their housing costs, a fifth of all households in the UK, and that those, you know, the sorts of mortgage increases would be more than £5,000. So, you know, it's a lot of money to people, you know, individually. But as you say, the direction of travel is in terms of higher mortgage rates. I suppose, what do you think, and I wonder, what is your reflection on the housing market? What's going to happen in terms of depreciation, crash? Is that something that you can factor in?
Well, mortgage rates are an absolutely key determinant in house prices, of course. And my view is that we'll see house prices fall about 15% from peak to by the end of next year. We had a statement from one house builder yesterday saying that they were seeing a marked reduction in reservations, and they anticipated actually having lower completions over the next year to reflect that. We've always had the story about the big problem with house prices is down to lack of supply. It's quite interesting. But now we've got a situation where, in theory, supply could be ramped up to address that. Actually, what happens in practice is, when demand goes down, house builders reduce output because they don't want to obviously put prices down too far. I would expect, if you look at that nationwide index, looking at the real index, not the seasonally adjusted one, it fell 0.5% last month, and I would expect that to continue falling over the next 12-18 months.
Are there certain parts of the market, I wonder about the difference with kind of London versus the rest of the UK, and in if you're expecting a 15% drop, do you think that that's going to be harder hit for London, or perhaps will that be cushioned by the demand?
Yes, I'm obviously talking 15% on a national basis. I mean, London always performs differently, and London has underperformed over the last couple of years. The one plus that I see London having is that because of the depreciation of sterling, it does start to look more attractive to overseas buyers. So I suspect that the underperformance we've seen in London over the last couple of years perhaps may be coming to an end as London benefits for that reason. Against that, as people get consistently used to hybrid working, there will be a number of people who are quite comfortable living, say, 30 miles from London rather than perhaps wanting to live closer. So it's going to depend very much on the type of property. London flats I can see underperforming, whereas houses with a reasonable amount of room might well perform at least in line with the market average.
I spotted also that the money saving expert founder Martin Lewis is urging the new chancellor to bring forwards more emergency protection to help mortgage holders. This, as we're seeing, the 5-year fixed rate deals above 6%. Do you think that there's any possibility that the government would step in and try to protect mortgage holders? I mean, if you're talking about a 15% drop in home values across the UK, I mean, that is comparable to the shock of the 1990s. Do you think that the government would step in, or is that out of the question here?
Well, just first of all, looking at the 5-year fixed rates, again, the Moneyfacts deals are talking about average rates. You can get 5-year fixed rates under 5.5%. And as I said, I think those rates are going to come down. Now, the big difference between the markets now and in the 1990s was that we saw a big drop in prices then when most people had variable rates. Now, because most people have got fixed rates, the impact of these higher rates are going to filter through to people over the course, generally speaking, of the next 3 or 4 years. So for most people, they are going to have some time to plan, which at least is a help. And I'm not convinced that with all the government's problems at the moment, they're actually likely to do much to help mortgage borrowers. I think what's more likely is that there'll be continued pressure from the FCA and perhaps the government for mortgage lenders to be accommodating. And there are things lenders can do to help people if they're struggling. One thing clearly would be to extend the mortgage terms, which would be dependent clearly on the borrower's age. Another thing would be to allow borrowers to switch to interest only for a temporary period. So I think that sort of help is much more likely than the government providing actual cash help.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.